Welcome to the Transformative Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Lady Christie. Lady Christie, take it from here.
Well, hello. Thank you, Tanya. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with your audience. And I thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to meeting you again during the conference in Palm Springs. So, hi, everybody. This is Lady Christie, and I hope each and every one of you are doing fine today. So today, I just want to have a little conversation with you. And all I want you to do is just open your heart to receive. Just open your heart to receive. And wherever you are right now, I want you to shout out, get out of my own way. I want you to say it again like you really mean it. Get out of my own way. One last time. Now, this time I want you to say with conviction, get out of my own way. Listen, sometimes in life, you have to get out of your own way. You simply have to get out of your own way. In 2010, I didn't know it to be true, that all I had to do to get everything that I ever desire is to get out of my own way. You see, I've always wanted to be a professional speaker. But my limiting beliefs almost allow me to abort that dream. It almost allowed me to abort that dream, but I thank God it didn't. In 2010, I woke up with a dream, speaking in an audience. But you know what? I never believed that was possible for me. I never believed it was possible for me because I had every reason why I wasn't good enough to be a professional speaker. I wasn't good enough to be a professional speaker. I thought about who would I talk to? Maybe they wouldn't be able to understand what I'm saying. Maybe I wasn't polished enough. Maybe I wasn't professional enough. Maybe they really didn't want to hear what I have to say, my story. Maybe my accent, they wouldn't be able to hear and understand me. So I had all this negative chatter holding me back. And every time I turn around, what do I see? I see somebody on the stage speaking, and all I could say, I just wanted to do that. But my negative chatter wouldn't let me do so. And why am I saying this to all of you? Because you might be at that stage right now. For you, it may not be speaking. For you, it may be bringing whatever message you have to the world. And you sitting and asking yourself, can I do that? Am I good enough? All you simply have to do is get out of your own way. Because everything we've ever wanted in life is within in the things that we resist the most. And for me, the thing I resist the most is being criticized by people. And I will turn to Facebook, I will turn to YouTube, and I see people just killing each other with criticism. Now, feedback, that's a different thing. But I've always said that God is the best economist I've ever known because he does not let any experience go to waste. He does not let any experience go to waste. And so over the years, I have learned to go to conferences, join speakers organization, not knowing exactly what I was to get out of that speakers organization. I just knew that I just wanted to speak. Maybe you're at that point right now. You're doing things, and you're not sure what would that result of. But you know exactly what you wanted to do in life. What I know for sure is that every personal transformation begins with a change in your belief system. Every personal transformation begins with a change in your belief system. Without it, there will be no personal transformation. And why did I say that God is the best economist I've ever known? Because when I was joining those organizations for speaking, I never knew that this person talking to you today would actually become a professional speaker. I never knew that because of not believing that I could do that. It wasn't until, I'll take you forward to 2015, when I wrote my first co-authored book called Igniting the Vision. And I tell you what happens when the mind has been stretched, it can never go back to what it used to be. It can never go back to what it used to be. And so I'm saying to you, wherever you are in life, because each and every one of us, we're in a different stage in our life. We're in different phase in life. Wherever you are in life, don't stop. Don't give up on what your desire is. Because as long as you continue to reach for your goal, maybe all you really need is just simply reaching out to somebody who has the information that you need. Because I believe that each and every one of us, we already have everything that we need to get what we need in life. We've already been equipped to live a life of abundance. And all you simply have to do is to reach out outside your environment, outside the zone of familiarity. Maybe it's hiring a coach. Maybe it's joining an organization to develop your mind so that you can begin to look at things differently, expand your mind, surround yourself with like-minded individuals just like yourself. What I know for sure, as Walt the Whitney said, that all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue it. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. So I'm asking you, what are your dreams in life? What are your dreams in life? What is your passion? What are you passionate about? What is that thing that is keeping you awake? You've always wanted to do it, and every time you turn around, somebody else is doing what you've always wanted to do. But you have never given yourself permission to do so. What is that then? What is that thing that is keeping you up at night? Because what I know in my own journey, when I would toss and toss and toss at night, I knew it was the universe telling me it was time. God has already finished molding you. You need to get out and start helping other people, start serving other people, start sharing your message. And so when I wrote that book, it changed everything for me. And I'm grateful for the visionary of that book, the owner of It Is My Time to Rise Business Institute for Women, Shea Scheffinger. She's one of my mentors. And that's why I said, there's nothing like surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals that will pull you up and move you in the direction that you want to go. Because life will happen. But if you have people, positive people, that will pull you up, even when life happens, you will not be discouraged. You will not be discouraged. And so I'm saying to you, look at your situation where you are now. Find out what your expertise, what your passion is, that you can go out and help somebody else. Because not doing so, I always say, is a sin. Because if we have been given everything and we're holding on to it, it is almost impossible when your hands are full to put something else in that hand. But when you release what you have in your hand, then you're able to get more, to acquire more knowledge, to expand yourself. As you look at yourself now, rather than thinking about, I cannot do it, I'm not able to do it, don't focus on the negative, but focus on the positive. Because if you have made it this far in your life, definitely they've done a lot of things good. What are those things that you have done so well? To get you where you are in life today. I'm not talking about the things that you think you haven't been able to accomplish. I'm talking about things that you have accomplished so far in your life to get to where you are. Because I get introduced now as an author, as a speaker, as a coach. But like I said, I almost aborted that dream. One thing I know for sure is that if you do not continue to work on your mindset, if you choose to feed your mind garbage instead of vitamins, you will never get to achieve the result that you are seeking in life. Everything you want has already been given to you. You just simply have to put on a different pair of glasses, a different pair of lenses. What is it that you have always believed in that is holding you back? What are those limiting beliefs? For me, it was, I'm not good enough. I don't think anybody will want to hear what I have to say. But maybe, can you look at it differently? That those things that make you different from others are what other people need so that they can give themselves permission to be who they are called to be. Those things that are different, maybe you are somebody who always struggle with fitting in. You feel like somebody, no one can understand you. No one can relate to you. Maybe it's your accent. Whatever the situation is, you just don't fit in. Can you see how, if you can come out and share your message, your expertise, that you're going to allow other people the permission to be able to see themselves in you? But I know that success means so many things to so many people, but I've always defined success as reaching new heights despite your fear. Reaching new heights despite your fear. All you simply have to do is to be better tomorrow than you are today. Better tomorrow than you are today. Now, I'll tell you a story about me and limiting beliefs and transformation. It took me almost 1 year to do a video on Facebook or on YouTube. Why? I just couldn't get myself to do it. Doing a simple video. When I finally got to do a video, the first video that I did, guess what happened? You got it. I deleted it because it wasn't up to my expectation. I deleted that video, and I thought maybe if I do the second video, it would be better than the first one. But who was I kidding? I did that second video. The second video was worse than the first video. And then I wavered. Should I delete it now? Oh, my God, this video is going to go to all over the world and people are going to see it. On the last thought, I decided to do what? Put the video out there. But one thing happened, that when I finally released myself by putting that video out there, when I finally release the paralysis and put that video out there, everything changed for me. And I have then, since then, put so many videos out. I no longer worry about so many things holding me back, whether somebody's going to criticize me or not. I worry about now the content, to making sure that I have content that adds value to people. And you know the best part of it was receiving inbox messages from people that felt just like I did. But doing that video gave them the permission to be themselves. It gave them the permission to come out and share their message to the world. And so now, I created, as a result, a coaching program because I know there are so many people are still where I was. To help people work on their limiting beliefs and lack of confidence so that they can begin to attract and achieve the things that they desire in life. Because I believe it is your birthright to live the life of abundance. You know, Les Brown, he said it the best. He said, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. And I believe in that. I'm a living proof that as long as you get started, you can tweak things on your way. You don't have to be great. But if you never get started, absolutely, you can never be great. working on your mindset is one of the best, if not the best, investment that you can make. You can buy a car. You can buy a house. You can buy things. But all those things will be gone. But if you can make an investment in yourself, whether it's hiring a coach, whether it's having a mastermind, whether it's reading books, buying programs, whatever it takes to help you transition to the life you've always wanted to live, to help you live a life of abundance. It will make a great difference in your life. And so I am also offering you an opportunity to see how you and I can talk, to see how we can talk, and I can help you do that. And that's why I've always said that your fingerprint is by design and not by choice. The world is waiting for you to own and rock your brilliance. It is your life. God has given it to you. It's one life to live. It's one chance. And you are greater than you really think you are. And so I'm offering you a free discovery session. And you can go to chosenpathmedia.com/discovery coaching session. Again, it's chosenpathmedia.com/discovery coaching session. And you know, when I was talking about writing, co-author a book, there's something that happens when you read other people's stories. It gives you the opportunity to see yourself in other people's stories. And so you can also get that book also on my website at chosenpathmedia.com. And that's my landing page, chosenpathmedia.com. And I would also love to connect with you as well. Connecting with you at facebook.com/LadyChristieI. I as in India. Again, it's facebook.com/LadyChristieI. Or you can also connect with me at chosenpathmedia.com. Again, it's chosenpathmedia.com. And if I have one thing to encourage each and every one of you, it is to invest in yourself and develop your mindset. Everything you've ever wanted is within you. All you have to do is believe that you have what it takes to live the life that you want. And I look forward to seeing some of you, or all of you, in a conference coming on in Palm Springs. And Tanya, I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your audience. And I look forward to also coming back in July for the next summit. Thank you so much, and goodbye, everybody. Back to you, Tanya. Hello, Tanya. Hello. Tanya, are you still there? Or did I lose you? Technology.
Okay, I'm here.
I'm sorry.
It's one of those things. It's definitely recorded. Okay.